From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Reports quoting residents and U.S. defense officials indicate the Islamic State defenders are using civilians as human shields in their defense of Mosul. President Obama Tuesday acknowledged the Iraqi Kurdish assault on Iraq's second biggest city will not be easy, but ultimately successful.
I'm confident that we can succeed, although it's going to be a tough fight and a difficult fight. There will be ups and downs in this process, but my expectation is that ultimately it will be successful.
A U.S. defense official says more than 100 U.S. troops are accompanying about 28,000 Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces in their push to retake the city. They claim to have already captured a dozen villages. Senior Kurdish official Hoshyar Zabari says speed is the key.
To avoid a major humanitarian exodus or complexities that nobody needs. So really nobody has a definitive time when it will end, but I think there is a clear understanding we should do it, not in a hasty way or a rushed way, but in a planned way, to do it as soon as possible.
Estimates of IS fighters in Mosul range from about 3,000 to 5,000. The long-awaited offensive kicked off Monday and is backed by airstrikes from a U.S.-led coalition. Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza has signed a decree for his government to leave the International Criminal Court. It follows Parliament's overwhelming vote to do so last week. Earlier this year, the ICC opened an investigation into the political violence that has gripped the nation since Mr. Nkurunziza announced his intention to seek a third term. It focused on allegations of killings, imprisonment, torture, rape, and forced disappearances. This is VOA News. Russian and Syrian aircraft have halted airstrikes on the rebel-held sectors of Aleppo as they prepare for Thursday's brief unilateral humanitarian pause in their assault. As for humanitarian efforts, Jens Lerke of the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said a longer pause is needed for humanitarian efforts.
The announcement that we heard was for an eight-hour pause, but on consecutive days for more than one day. We have and we continue to call for a 48-hour pause. That is what we need. We also need it in order to prepare ourselves to actually do such operations.
The pause Thursday will last from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. local time and allow anti-government fighters as well as the sick and wounded to leave the city. The Taliban is denying reports of secret meetings with Afghan officials. The Guardian newspaper quotes anonymous Afghan officials and sources within the insurgency as confirming at least two interactions between the warring sides in September and early October. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said negotiations are the only way out of the conflict.
We believe that a peace accord is really the primary or the only pathway to ensuring peace and stability long-term in Afghanistan.
A preliminary round of negotiations between the warring factions took place in Pakistan more than a year ago, but broke down after it was revealed Taliban chief Mullah Omar had been dead for over 2 years. Chaos reigned in Hong Kong's legislature Wednesday, where dozens of pro-Beijing lawmakers walked out, preventing the swearing-in of two pro-independence activists. They're among a handful of lawmakers elected last month in elections seen as a pushback to what's widely viewed as China's tightening grip on the semi-autonomous city. German Chancellor Angela Merkel will host a meeting with the Russian, Ukrainian, and French presidents Wednesday in Berlin in efforts to reactivate the stalled Minsk peace agreements over Ukraine. But President Petro Poroshenko has low expectations for the outcome, called on his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin to do two things.
First, to withdraw the Russian occupation of troops and weapons. And second, to give up to us the control and the uncontrolled part of Ukraine and Russian.
The 2015 Minsk agreement helped reduce the fighting between the Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists, but clashes persist. The main opposition party in Democratic Republic of Congo has rejected the deal, keeping President Joseph Kabila in power to April 2018. The UDPS called it a flagrant violation of the Constitution and called for general strike Wednesday. Two Chinese astronauts aboard their Shenzhou spacecraft successfully docked with the orbiting Tiangong 2 space laboratory. They plan to remain for 30 days. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.